Well, so here's a little breakdown by section on railroading and gambling. There's a couple of sections. This B section is just really kind of improv, and we'll go through that a little bit. But just to give you an idea on ear learning, because I can't write tab to save my life, and this is a fun tune. It's a fast tune. I'll slow it down. Uncle Dave plays it fast. I'm kind of in the Charlie Lowe camp that when someone complained he was playing too fast, he said, if you want to go to sleep, go to bed. Anyway, try out this tune, work it up. You can work it up to speed or whatever. Uncle Dave plays it at a pretty good clip. That's what he did. The tune starts out, again, the tuning is open C. So G, C, G, C, E. And, the tune just starts out on that eighth fret. You're going to be bouncing between the 8-5-1 open. On the first string, tune's played almost always all on the first string for this verse section. So it's the "What My Mammy Done Told Me." That's the section. That's the verse, and it's a longer variant of the "Oh Railroadin' and Gamblin', Picking Up Chips for Mammy." That's a shorter version of this. So the two are kind of related, but they're not the same. So anyway, start with a brush stroke on that eighth fret first string. So. Just a brush downstroke. So instead of a single string strike, you can do that too. But Uncle Dave punctuates a lot. He accents his vocal with those brushes. So you can immediate pull off fifth fret, first string, followed by a brush. Then it's third with a brush, then fifth. And just stop there. Because what Uncle Dave does is he uses that again to accent and kind of syncopate the tune. So what we have so far is this. And now just do two brushes on that eighth fret first string. So that's it. So you're not hitting that fifth string, you just. So all together again. Okay, so that's it. So it's again. Now you do that twice because this is the longer version of it. So it's. So you end up with. And then go back to that eighth fret. So exactly the same. Eighth fret, pull off, third. But this time you brush. And then open. And then a double thumb, or there's a couple of things you can do here. I drop thumb. So that's just one, two, pull off. And then open on the second string. Or you can just do. Oops. And that's just a pull off on the second string, fourth, second string, second. So you end up with. That's with the double thumb, or. So that's the verse. You can also end it, if you really want, just single string. So do whatever you want to do to end that out. And again, like, that's the verse. So for the chorus, it's just going to see the same motif with the 8-5-3. And Dave pays pretty much the same, but it's just going to be shortened. You're only going to do two of those, and you're not going to have that section where you're brushing. So it's just going to be eight again, or pull off three, and then stop at that fifth string again, and then. This time you do a brush on that fifth. So it's five brush, so it ends up being. Then you just end it out like you ended out the verse part of that. With the pull off or the single string or the pull off. So I goofed that up a little bit here. So again, that whole chorus part is And you can do away with the brushes if you want to just, you know. The tune loses a little bit of its flavor. So that's it, basically. So your chorus or your verse part is. I'm just going to play the single string to make it easy. Well, I'll put the brushes in. What the heck? Here we go. The verse, what my mammy done told me, and then the chorus is a shortened version of that. And that's your vocal part of it. You can put those in between your vocals to mix it up. So Uncle Dave sings these nonsensical verses, the take your feet out the sand and stick them in the mud. That shows up in a Dr. Ross and a Horsehair Pullers tune. So don't know what that it means, but it was in a couple of tunes at the time. And then Lord Preacher Ain't That a Sin. And this is the one that gets everybody is Johnny Cut Your Whiskers, Cause Here Comes the Wind. So no idea what Uncle Dave's talking about there. I mean, maybe he had a little corn liquor that when he wrote this tune or heard this tune, but that's what he sings. I'm pretty certain of it. So that's the quote B part, and it's played on the second fret of primarily the second string and the third string. So you're getting that A and you're getting that D. So, and this is where you just kind of ad lib. There's a lot of stuff you can do here. Basically, the notes are. So that's it, really. I mean, those are the basic notes. Is so it's just an open E, the first string, brush, pull off on the second fret, brush, second on the third, and then the open E. The C. So I can't even sing it slow, but it Johnny Get Your Whiskers Cause Here Comes the Wind. Our Lord Preacher Ain't That a Sin. Johnny Get Your Whiskers Cause Here Comes the Wind. That's it, basic. You can just play that over and over again and play it. But if you want to get a little bit of the Uncle Dave, you can kind of do a Galax lick roll. So you're just doing that instead of the. So you're sliding on that second fret, second string up to the fourth. Open E, then slide again. And that's just second fret, third. And you end up on that C because the tune's in C. So. So you have two of them now. You have just single strike. Or you can brush it. just bouncing on those tunes. It doesn't really matter. It's weird when you hear, not weird, but when you hear Uncle Dave play it, he really mixes it up. So that's one of them. And now you got... And you hear how I'll hold it there. And that's kind of the syncopation again. So you're sliding from that second to the fourth. Oops. So what I'm doing there is just sliding. I'm not hitting it, but I'm hitting that fifth string then. So. It's hard for me to play it slow. Sorry about that. So there's another one you can do, and this one is double thumb. So, and this double thumb is all on the first and second string. So it's pretty traditional. That's all it is. So the other one is you're hammering on to the third string, second fret, and brush, then double thumb, and that's all open string. So now pull off that second fret, second string, and then you end up on your E, open E, brush, then you do it again. But this time you're gonna do the hammer on to the second string, second fret. Now take it off and open. That's your double thumb. Pull off on the second fret, second string. And then you just end up on the open. So it sounds like you're bouncing back and forth between the second fret, third string, second fret, second string. And it ends up sounding like this. Not how Uncle Dave plays it. In fact, none of this tune that I've given you is really how he plays it. But again, it's you got to figure out your voice with it. And if you sing to it, cool. If you don't, and then it might have a different shape to it. But so the four B sections I use in this recording are this one. So just single strike. Actually, there's five. Say that's number one. The other one, now I'll put a brush stroke after that first strike. So that's two right there. The other one is kind of the Galax roll. You can either do it. But I like to skip that strike on the open E after the slide. That brush I don't do. I just do the... the other one, and then you have the double thumb. And that's the whole tune. So, you know, have fun with it. You can come up with different B sections. The A, you're kind of stuck with those notes, not stuck with them. Those are the notes. That's how the song is sung. But like a lot of Uncle Dave tunes, in between stuff, he does you know, all kinds of stuff. I doubt that this guy really ever truly did play too many tunes the same way. Sometimes he'll sing a chorus and he'll play two long A parts behind it. Sometimes he'll play one long A and then one short A and then go into the chorus, Railroading and Gambling, short one. So, you know, I tried to, it's pretty free structure tune. I tried to add a little structure to it maybe. But it is fun tune. Give it a try. I hope that helped you a little bit. I'm kind of not real good with tab, but sure would like people to play this song. It's a fun song, and hope that helped out, and hope you try it. All right. Take care. Have a good one.